Unbelief, incredulity, or skepticism. Faith is a positive response to what God says. Unbelief is a negative response to what God says. Unbelief undermines faith. Unbelief is the most expensive thing you can own. It robs you of your inheritance. Some types of unbelief. Number one, ignorance. You were just never taught. Number two, disbelief. You were taught error. Number three, natural. Bound by physical evidence. Ignorance and disbelief can be eliminated by the Word. Natural unbelief comes from a carnal mind. A carnal mind responds only to what we see, hear, feel, taste, and smell. Natural unbelief, carnal-mindedness, can only be eliminated by spending time with God in His Word, in prayer, and in fasting, Matthew 17, 20 and 21. We must not doubt in our heart in order to receive. Mark 11, 23. Matthew 13, 58 says, "And he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief." Matthew 17, 20, "And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you." Mark 6:6, "And he marveled because of their unbelief, and he went around about the villages teaching." Mark 9:24, "And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief." And Mark 16:14, "Afterward he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen." When was the first case of unbelief? Adam and Eve doubted what God said. Satan convinced them that God was not true. This fundamental lie from Satan is his primary weapon against every human. Jesus went into the wilderness after his baptism in water and the Holy Spirit to deal with unbelief once and for all. Jesus knew who he was from an early age. However, when it came time for him to fulfill his role as prophet, healer, forgiver, sacrifice, and risen king, he had to take a big gulp of faith in God's word to the exclusion of any doubt. The temptations that Satan threw at him were to undermine his faith in God's Word. That is why Jesus responded to him with God's Word. If Jesus had to depend on God's Word to overcome, then the only way we can overcome is by God's Word. The transformed mind, renewed mind, the mind of Christ is a mind which has determined to know nothing except the Word of God. All other information and facts are discounted. Have faith in God. Matthew 11:22. 2020-17 update. The prayer of faith saves the sick. We need to work on our faith by getting rid of unbelief. That happens through the hearing of the Word. Expose yourself to the Word like you expose yourself to the media. Instead of unbelief and fear, faith will rise.